You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, Bluesy Tuesday, episode number 3, and today we are going to be talking about Greta Van Fleet and, like, all the controversy surrounding this band that is that's out right now. So we're going to talk about that in a minute, but first, a couple little things. If you'd like to join me live, if you'd like to join me live, if you'd like access to exclusive music and exclusive videos, I want you to go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. And you can get in live with me. I have a private group. You get some free music. You get all kind of cool stuff there. You get to be a part of what's going on and to help support the propagation of great guitar-driven rock. You can do that again at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. So do that, and I can we can hang out on a more intimate level, which I know you want to do. So today was Bluesy Tuesday. We're going to be talking about the band Greta Van Fleet. Greta Van Fleet is a band from the Michigan area, kind of I think the Detroit area, and they are a four piece rock band. That's pretty much it. Here's what's different about Greta Van Fleet. There's no samples. There's no auto-tune. There's no looping. They actually play instruments. Amazing, right? They actually play instruments and sing and perform live. And you know this because if you look up some of their live stuff on YouTube, you hear the guys. And you hear some places where things are a little pitchy, you know, and some things are a little loose in places. So this is how we know that these guys are four guys playing real rock and roll. Like it's dirt, down and dirty and in your face. I will just bring it up right now. Yes, they are very heavily, and I mean heavily, influenced by the band Led Zeppelin. I believe they have gone a little astray with what they're doing is they should just own that. They should just say, yes, we love Led Zeppelin. We wanted to do something that sounded kind of like Led Zeppelin. So that's what we're doing. Instead of kind of saying, oh, no, we're actually influenced by Aerosmith. And that is kind of thing what's kind of got rubbed them, had people get like rubbed the wrong way by them a little wee bit. But let me talk a little bit about the sort of some of the complaints that people are having about this band, or they're complaining about this band. A lot of people that are complaining about this band have been crying for, well, where is the great music? Where are the bands that play great guitar-driven rock? Where are the bands that aren't, you know, screwing around with like auto-tuning and loops and samples and actually like sitting down and writing their own songs? Okay, and here's a band that does that. They're playing guitars. They've got long hair. They look cool. They sound cool. They do a pretty good, you know, imitation of Led Zeppelin. I mean, that's one of the greatest bands ever in the world. And these guys do a decent job of kind of like doing the whole Led Zeppelin thing. I mean, I'm sorry if you say that you're looking for great guitar-driven rock, but you poo-poo Greta Van Fleet. I don't know what your problem is. I think that maybe you're just old and cranky and you don't like anything that was made after 1983. And if you want to say, well, wait, they're just ripping off Led Zeppelin. Let's run down the list, if you will, of the bands who have so-called ripped off Led Zeppelin. Have you ever heard of a band called Whitesnake? How about a band called Kingdom Come? Never heard of those guys. Okay, we'll get a little more modern for it. But how about Rival Sons? These bands are all direct descendants of Led Zeppelin. A lot of the rock that was produced in the 80s were bands that were really took the sort of bluesy, ballsy, more heavier rock stuff that Led Zeppelin did and just kind of ran with that. But more in more modern times, like I already mentioned Rival Sons, but even the Black Keys and the White Stripes are huge Led Zeppelin, tributes or homages. I mean, if you think about, if you listen to a song like Icky Thump, I mean, you put a bass guitar on that, that is a Led Zeppelin song. So this idea that these guys are somehow ripping off Led Zeppelin is just absolutely completely silly. I mean, you know, there's a really funny interview with Jimmy Page back in the 80s in Musician Magazine where, you know, they threw up, well, what do you think of Whitesnake? You know, I said to him, like, what do you think of Whitesnake? Kind of like, you know, ripping you guys off. He goes, have you thought about lawsuits or anything? He says, well, not at this point. And he kind of poo-pooed the whole thing. And then a couple years later, he does an album with David Coverdale called Coverdale Page. And if that ain't a Led Zeppelin tribute, I don't know what is. So, I mean, this whole thing, this whole thing is just old people who just don't want to accept that there is younger people that can play great rock and roll. Greta Von Fleet, they're on their first freaking record, guys, okay? So, you know, they're doing the Led Zeppelin sort of tribute-y kind of thing at the moment. I'm very interested to see what these guys do, if they can stay together, what they're going to do, you know, 2, 3, 4 records down the line. Because, you know, as an artist, I mean, a lot of you guys out there play music as well. You know that you get bored with kind of doing the same thing, same old thing after a while, and you change up your sound a bit. So it'll be very interesting to see kind of where they go with this. I'm not really ready to, you know, write them off. I mean, it's the first freaking record. But I want to talk to you guys. We'll do a little bit of, I have the guitar. We'll do a little bit of jamming. And they have a cool track called Highway Song. I mean, it's very bluesy. That's like an old, you know, it's played on the low strings, but it's really, it's a complete, you know, totally blues thing that's done in a lot of blues things. And it's very interesting. The guys this young have kind of cued in on that. And that's just a kick-ass riff. They execute it very, very well. And I would say I'm very interested to see what Greta Von Fleet does in the next few years. They've got a new record coming out, so it'll be really interesting to see, you know, if they like kind of evolve. I'm sure that they will. They're young guys. They're hungry. I'm sure they don't want to just do the same thing all the time. And so it'll be very interesting to see. Let's give a quick listen to how they do it. Yes, that is, that is right out of the Led Zeppelin catalog, and I say, cool. You know, I hear, you know, young guys that can play music that sounds like Led Zeppelin. Let's give them a chance. Let's see what they do in the coming years. They're playing sold-out shows all over the freaking country, guys. The show they did here in Pittsburgh was sold out. I mean, and some friends of mine who will remain nameless who were like, yeah, well, I went to see a real band last night. I went to see Tedeschi Trucks. Yeah, Tedeschi Trucks is a cool band. They're playing great guitar music, but those guys are old. These guys are young, and that's what's going to get younger people interested in this new sound called rock and roll. Sorry, guys. This is the music business, okay? In our culture right now, for better or for worse, youth is king. So you got young guys playing guitars. They're getting young people interested in great guitar music. And I say good for them and good for all the great bands out there that are keeping great rock alive, like some of the bands I mentioned, like different Jack White's different projects, like Rival Sons and like a lot of bands like that, like a lot of bands we've featured in the past few years on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Speaking of that, please join me live and get access to exclusive videos and music at lulombardimusic.com/ more fans, excuse me, / Inner Circle. Let me say that again. LouLombardiMusic.com/Inner Circle. You can get great behind the scenes stuff. You can hang out with me live. I can interact. We can interact more and party a little bit and talk more intimately about music. They get you access to my private group. There's a lot of cool stuff there. LoudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is a website. If you like these podcasts, please share them around and get the word out about great bands like Greta Von Fleet and all the other bands out there. My name is Lou Lombardi, and I'll catch you guys on the next Loudini Rock and Roll Circus.